శ్రీచైతన్యమనోవిద్యాం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామయం దదాతి ప్రదాంతకం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పరకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సాంప్రజాతం సాగణలగ్నాథాన్వితం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సామధూతం పరిగణసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సాగణలలితాశ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాం శ్రీకృష్ణకరుణాసింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపీ గోపికాధాకా నమస్తే సప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధీవృందావనేశ్వరీ మృతమాసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. వంశాకల్పతరుభ్య శ్రీపాశంభ్యవ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార సురాసాది గౌరభక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరే రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with our this Krishna consciousness movement. The Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya Impidasi Dhananjaya Mai Sarvamidam Trotam Sutri Mani Ganaiva. So, Krishna is present everywhere because everything is resting on him, on his energy. Oh. Just like in a big factory, the proprietor may be out of the factory, but every worker is aware that this factory belongs to such and such person, as this is possible to have always a consciousness of the proprietor of the factory by the workers. Similarly, it is possible for everyone to become Krishna conscious in every activity. That is the philosophy you have tried to preach all over the world. The Bhagavad Gita philosophy is like that. Yuddhasya bhavanusmara. You have to, this world is so mad that one has to work. Without working, nobody even can maintain his body and soul together. That you cannot avoid. But at the same time, we can remember Krishna. That depends only on practice and understanding, pure understanding. So here Krishna says that there is nobody greater than me. That is the Bhagavad of all ancient Vedic literature. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also the same thing is confirmed that Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. There is a list of different incarnations of God. In that list Lord Buddha's name is also there. Lord Buddha's name is just described. Tikitesu bhavishyati. Buddha namna anana sutta tikitesu bhavishyati. Then, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord Buddha's name is mentioned as future incarnation. Bhavishyati will appear tikitesu in the province of Gaya. So, this is called Shastra. Because Srimad Bhagavatam was composed 5,000 years ago, and Lord Buddha appeared 2,600 years ago. Therefore, 5,000 years ago, Lord Buddha's case was in the future. That means he said, bhavishyati, he will appear. This is called Shastra, Srikalagna, Shastra writer. They are not ordinary man. That's why Krishna is speaking. He's not ordinary man. Nobody will be interested so much. The Bhagavad Gita was written by ordinary man. It was spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was recorded by His incarnation, Vyasa. So, it is transcendental literature. Ordinary literature, they cannot be perfect, because there are core defects. Brahm, Pramat, Karnakata, Vipravishta. Brahm means to commit mischief. Pramat means illusion. And Vipravishta means cheating. And Karnakata, inefficiency of the senses. So, Shastra means above this defect. Well, there is no such defect, that is Shastra. And you can understand how 5,000 years ago Lord Buddha's appearance was predicted. Similarly, still there is prediction about Kalki avatar, which will take place about 4,27,000 years hereafter. Kalki avatar's name, his father's name, and where he will appear, everything is there. This is Kalka. So we have to understand Krishna from his Shastra. Krishna himself speaking that matta parapara nanna kinti dasti dhanam. There is nobody else greater than me. And when Arjuna understood Bhagavad Gita, he also accepted Krishna like that. Parabrahma paramdhama pavitram paramam bhavam. You are Parabrahma. So Krishna is Parabrahma. Brahma, we are all Brahma. Because we are part and parcel of Parabrahma. But we are not Parabrahma. We are subordinate Brahma. Eko bahunam vidadhatitam. We are supported by Krishna. We are supported by God. He is one. God is one. And the supported Brahma, the living entities, they are innumerable. Beyond the numerical strength. Asankha. Nobody can count how many living entities are there. But God is one. So, from the ancient literature we understand that Krishna too Bhagavan Sam. There are many incarnations of Krishna, expansion of Krishna, Hansan, Divinan. Some of the expansions are direct personal expansion. Let's say Lord Rama, Nishingadu, Varaha. There are many. Ramadi Mutti Sukalanyamena Sukhan. Krishna is existing externally himself in various forms like Rama, Nisinga, Paraha, and so many others. There are different kinds of incarnation. Avatar, Saptavesh Avatar, Gunavatar, Manantar Avatar, Yuga Avatar, many incarnations. And in the Bhagavad it is considered that a Lord's incarnations are so numerous that you cannot count. Just like if you sit down on the bank of a river, you cannot keep an account of the waves, how many waves are passing. Similarly, there is no account how many incarnations are coming out from Krishna. But Krishna is above all. Here Krishna personally says, and it is confirmed by all the sages, authorities, formally by great sages like Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Asita, Devala, and in the modern age by all the acharyas, Shankaracharya, Madhyacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, so many other acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, everyone has said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. How can I tell you deny? We have to be guided by the acharya. Acharya Bhana Purusha Veda, one who follows the principles of acharya, he knows the things as they are. That is why. In the Bhagavad Gita also is found, acharya upasanam, we have to follow the footsteps of the acharya, because they can give us right direction. And one who does not follow the acharya and creates and manufactures his mental concoction, his version will not be accepted. There are many different commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, but not all of them are according to the direction of the acharya. You have to accept Bhagavad Gita as it is under the direction of the acharya. They do not make any change. They explain how Krishna is the greatest. Not that comment in a different way and deviate you that Krishna is ordinary man. So Krishna, from Krishna the next expansion is Baladeva, San Prakash. And from Baladeva there is Chaturbhuja, Sankarsan Aniruddha Pradyumna. So again there is from Sankarsan there is Narayan. From the Narayan there is another expansion. The same Sankarsan Pradyumna Aniruddha. And from that Sankarsan there is Purushavata, Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu there is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. From Garbhodakshaya Vishnu there is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. The Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishra. In this way, Krishna is expanding in so many ways, by personal expansion, by the expansion of his energy, by the expansion of his differentiated parts and parcels. Just as we are living entities, divinans, we are also expansions of Krishna. So, he is expanding himself in so many ways. Sansa, Bibinansa, and Sati, Tatasa Sati, Chit Sati, Antaranga Sati, Bahiranga Sati. So we have to understand Krishna in that. And if we study scrutinizingly all this literature, we shall come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And if there is any name of God that is perfectly given in these two words, Krishna, all at once. There are many derivatives, meaning of Krishna, given by the Acharyas. But on the whole, Krishna is the actual name of God. So, how we have to, for ordinary man, how one can understand Krishna that he is all pervading? He is all pervading everywhere. Now, how to appreciate that he is all pervading? That direction is given by Krishna himself. If we follow the direction of Krishna, how to appreciate him? Then naturally and surely we shall come to the point to understand Krishna, although he is all expansive. So Krishna says, Rasoham Mapsu Kauntiya, Prabhasmi Sasishudraya, Pranava Sarvabhedesu, Sabda, He Kaurasam Nitu. Just try to Krishna, try to understand Krishna by your daily experience. Krishna says that when you drink water and when you quench your thirst, when you feel the nice taste of Krishna, water, that too, Krishna says. So, you can understand Krishna daily. As soon as you drink water, why one should say that there is no God? You just try to appreciate God according to the prescription given by God. Then you understand that like a doctor gives you medicine and he gives you direction also. That you drink this medicine, take the bottle and take 2 drops or 5 drops as it gives you a shot. Then gradually you understand that by taking that medicine, you are being pure, you are feeling in health. Similarly, these prescriptions given by Krishna, this is meditation, actually. When we meditate upon the taste of the water, that means we are meditating on Krishna. Similarly, Krishna says, Prabhasmi Sasishudraya, I am the sunshine, moonshine. So who has not seen the sunshine? If you have seen sunshine, and if you follow this prescription given by Krishna, then early in the morning you see Krishna. Why do you say that I am not Krishna, I have not seen Krishna? Krishna is not present before me. But you follow Krishna's instructions and he is present. Simply, we have to purify our eyes and senses to understand. That is the question. Premanyana Surita Bhakti Jilochaneva. Santas Sadaival. Suppose you have a beloved friend. As soon as you call, you hear telephone call. Immediately see. Does it not? Immediately, by the sound. Why? Because you are known to him. You are in love with him. Similarly, in this way, if you develop your dormant love of Krishna, you will see Krishna in every moment. Premanyana Surita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridaya Sulloka. It is not at all difficult to see Krishna. Why do you say, can you show me God? Why you are not seeing God? Here is God. The Krishna says, Rasoham Mastu Kantaya, Padhaki Sakishujaya. So who has not seen the sunshine? Who has not seen the moonshine? Simply to understand, one has to understand that what is the sunshine? The sunshine is the reflection of Krishna's bodily vision. That's like, what is this moonshine? This is the reflection of the sunshine. Similarly, the sun is also reflection of the Brahma Jyoti. And what is the Brahma Jyoti? Brahma Jyoti is Krishna's bodily vision. Then why do you say that you have not seen Krishna? There are many Mahabharata's answers. Krishna is doing some of them. If you study, if you meditate upon them, then you see Krishna gradually. He will be revealed. He will be present immediately. It is all revelation. Not that by your eyes you can see. But if you follow the prescription, the direction, you will see Krishna daily, always, 24 hours. So, when one is elevated devotee, Mahabhagava, he is called Mahabhagava, he does not see anything but Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. Havar jangam dhate na dhate tar murti. He is seeing on the seaside, a great ocean, a great sea. But he is not seeing the sea, but he is seeing Krishna. He is Krishna's energy. How Krishna's energy is working. And it is producing fat, satan, fast, ocean and sea. He is thinking like that. That is meditation. Anywhere he goes, he simply thinks of Krishna. Havar jangam dhati nadasitan murti. He does not see the material form of anything. Sarvatra skuretar ishtade mati. Everywhere he sees Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. So, one has to develop. How one can develop? This is the process. Sarvanadi suddha chitte. If you hear, and as you go on hearing, your dhati things and the heart become clear. This hearing process is so nice. Chinnathal sapata krishna punna savana tijana riddhantasya avadrani vidhunati svihitatam. If you simply hear about Krishna, that's why you are speaking about Krishna from this Bhagavad Gita. So if you try to understand Krishna as directed by Krishna, then Krishna is also cooperating. That's why a teacher, when he sees that a student is very intelligent, he is following the direction. The teacher has more interest, takes more interest on the student. That is natural. If the teacher says, my dear child, my dear boy, you write in this way, and if you try, then the teacher takes more interest. Similarly, as soon as you try to understand Krishna according to the direction given by him, Krishna is within you. He will help you more and more. Tetan satata juttana bhajatana priti purvada. Dadami buddhi jogantam. Krishna says, I give him special intelligence. To understand. So therefore, our duty is to follow the instruction of Krishna as he is doing. So Krishna says, pranava sada vedesu yonka pranava om tadvishnom paramam padam sadhapasyandhi suraya. The Vedic mantra. Om bhagavate vasudevaya namah. This omka, this pranava, is Krishna. So anyone who is chanting the Vedic hymn, and as soon as he vibrates the sound, transcendental sound, Om, here is Krishna. So how you can avoid Krishna? Simply you have to know. You have to purify your eyes. You have to purify your ears. You have to purify your heart. You have to purify your legs. In this way, when your senses are purified, in every step, in every moment, you will see Krishna. Nothing but Krishna. The purificatory process, just to purify the eyes. Krishna is present before you in Atyamurti, Atyavata, nicely dressed by the devotee. Sivigra aradhana nittanana. It is the duty of the devotee to decorate the Sivigraha, the form, the transcendental form of Krishna, very nicely, so that thousands of people may come in the temple and see Krishna. And as you go on seeing Krishna, and your eyes become purified, then you see Krishna. How nice Krishna is. Just like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the Jagannath temple, as soon as he saw Krishna, immediately fainted. Because his eyes were prepared to see Krishna. So, we have to prepare our eyes to see, we have to prepare our ears to hear about Krishna. In this way, we can see Krishna. And this is the process. How to, just like we use our tongue, that is one of our senses. So, Krishna says, the rasoham apsu kaunteya, everyone drinks water. So he tastes the, relishes the taste of the water. So as soon as he relishes the taste of the water, according to the direction of Bhagavad Gita, he can see Krishna. Similarly, by the tongue, he can eat Bhagavad Prasadam, the foodstuff offered to Krishna. And as soon as you taste the foodstuff offered to Krishna, he immediately remember Krishna, how nicely Krishna has taken this Krishna. So by the tongue you can begin, simply by eating Krishna prasadam, without reading any Vedic literature, without reading any Bhagavad Gita. If you simply think of Krishna, how nicely Krishna has taken this Krishna, you become Krishna conscious. So to become Krishna conscious is not very difficult job. Simply you have to follow the direction. That's all. But if you manufacture your own meaning, commentation on Bhagavad Gita, then you are deviated. You are lost. Samayava itevala. Then such kind of reading Bhagavad Gita is simply a waste of time and energy. That's all. Therefore, those who are not Krishna conscious, who are not hearing from Krishna conscious personality, they are simply wasting time. The so-called reading of Bhagavad Gita, lecture on Bhagavad Gita, without Krishna. God, kingdom of God, without God. We want kingdom of God, peace and prosperity, but without God. There must not be God. That is our secular God. We want kingdom of God, but without God. That is not possible. If you give up God, or God's relationship, there is no question of kingdom of God, as peace and prosperity. Then Krishna says, pranava sarvedesu sabdakse paurasana mitu. When one man is famous, jajat vibhuti mat satya, mamo te dhansa sammam. Anything extraordinary, if you find, Krishna is the most extraordinary personality. But even within this world, if you find some great leader, great politicians, great scientists, great businessmen. There are so many. And he is very famous. So, you should know that this fame and name of this person is due to Krishna's mercy. You see Krishna there. Nobody can be greater than any other friend unless he specially bestowed the mercy of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jagat Vibhuti Matsatya, Mama Pedantasam. A little portion of Krishna's mercy is there. Krishna is most popular. Vaisarjasa Samadras. You can claim that you are proprietor of 10 crores of rupees. And another can claim that I am proprietor of 50 crores of rupees. And another can claim 100 crores of rupees. But nobody can claim that I am the proprietor of all the money that is available within this material world. And nobody can say that. Even Brahma cannot say. But Krishna, he is the special in it. All the wealth that is considerable, he is the proprietor. So, any wealthy person, any rich person you see within this material world, it should be understood that a portion of Krishna's money has been taken by him. That's all. Nobody can claim that I am the proprietor of all the money that is here in this material world. That is not possible. So, he does not also think that whatever money I have got, it is Krishna's money, Krishna's mercy. Krishna has mercifully given me this money. Then what is his next duty? He should spend it for Krishna. That is the proper utilization of money. Similarly, if one is famous, he should utilize his fame for Krishna's service. Suppose I am trying to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. But if a very famous man tries for it, it will be very quickly spread. That is the utilization of his fame. If a scientist, if he proves Krishna's supremacy by scientific law, then his knowledge will influence his person. So everyone who possesses anything, if he knows that it is the gift of Krishna and it should be utilized for Krishna, then his life is successful. Atapang vidya sesa. Varnasama vibhanas. Sanu sivasta dharmas. Sansiddhi haritoshanam. Sansiddhi haritoshanam. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be an engineer, you may be a lawyer, you may be a businessman. Whatever you are, it doesn't matter. But try to satisfy Krishna by your profession, by your occupation. Then you are successful. Sansiddhi. It doesn't matter what you are doing. It doesn't require that you have to give up your profession as a lawyer and then act as a sannyasi and dance. If you cannot do that, everyone can do that. But if you think that you cannot do this, then utilize your profession for Krishna's service. Then you become perfect. So Krishna consciousness is not a necessity for the members of the society. It is a necessity of everyone throughout the whole world without any discrimination. One has to take this advantage to become Krishna conscious, to understand Krishna in this way. Then the result will be sublime. Vijanati tattva, janma karma me vidyam, janati vijanati tattva. Just like anyone who understands that the taste of the water is Krishna's energy, the sunshine is Krishna's energy, the month time is Krishna Ganesh. The Vedic mantras, that is also to please Krishna. And the sound vibrated in the sky or anywhere, the sound element is Krishna. And the energy or the main flame opulence of big man of this world, that is also Krishna. In this way, if we study Krishna, then we know him gradually. And as soon as we understand him, janma karma me vidvam. Yojanati tattata. One who understands in truth, tattā dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmintitam. Immediately he becomes liberated, so much so that after quitting this body, he comes to me. So what is the difference? Even in your ordinary life, you can study Krishna, you can understand Krishna, and Krishna will help you as soon as you begin studying Krishna, understanding Krishna. Krishna will help you. How will he? Krishna is with you. Krishna is not far away. He is so kind that he is sitting in your heart as your friend just to help you how you become liberated from this material contamination. Why you do not take this advantage? Every sane man should take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, but rightly, as it is said, that anywhere he may be, it doesn't matter. He is a liberated person. Ihadasya Hare Das, Karmana Manasa Das, Nikilesha Pi Avasthati, Jivan Mukta Sauti. Anyone who is trying to become Krishna conscious, and being Krishna conscious, he is trying to serve Krishna sincerely. He may be situated anywhere. It does not matter. He is Indian, or Hindu, or Muslim, or Christian, or these or that. Simply he thinks of Krishna. Always, in the process as described here, he becomes liberated. So you can become liberated at your home. Simply you have to think of Krishna. The gopis are so elevated, devotees. What was their function? The only function was that they are always thinking of Krishna. That's all. Lord Chaitanya therefore recommends, Ramma Kasi Dupasana Brajavadhu Vargabhi Jakalpita. These Brajavadhu, they are village girls. Their daughters are cow husbands. Naturally, they are not Brahmins, daughters of Brahmins. They have no Vedic understanding, Vedanta philosophy. But their only business was 24 hours thinking of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya recommends, Ramma ka atid upasana brajavadhu bargabhija kalpita. There is no more first class type of worshipping Krishna than it was conceived by the brajavadhus or the Tawad, God, dancers in Vrindavan. So, he does not require any education, any philosophical knowledge. Simply, if you give oral reception to this instruction of Krishna, and wherever you may be, you simply think of Krishna in this way. Or the taste is Krishna, the sunshine is Krishna, the moonshine is Krishna, the vibration in the sky is Krishna, this name and fame of this gentleman is Krishna. Then where is no Krishna consciousness? What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. Simply we have to adopt, and it is very easy. Sahaja. Sahaja means it is born with you. Krishna, because he is within your heart, therefore Krishna is with you from your birth, and he is trying to divert your attention to Krishna. From inside, from outside of. So we have to take advantage of this. So there are so many symptoms, and Krishna again says, Punna Vanna Pujjyanta Tedakshani Vibhavasu Jivanam Sarvabhutesu Tapasthasmi Tapasthu. One person is undergoing severe austerities and penances for self-realization. And what is that self? That is Krishna. And that Tapasya is also Krishna. Because Krishna and the means of attaining Krishna is the same. It is not that you take some means and when you attain your ultimate goal, you give up the means. No. In Krishna's affair, there is nothing giving up. That's why we are now chanting, or any devotee is chanting of Krishna's name. When he actually becomes the Bharata, it is not that the main chanting means he is rejected. The chanting means more and more elevated. The relic, the taste of chanting increases. A chanting goes up. That's why the devotees are worshipping Krishna. Here, and when he approaches directly Krishna Loka, the same business will go on. So Krishna and the means of attaining Krishna is identical. That is not different. To chant Hare Krishna, to meet Krishna, the same thing. Simply, we have to follow and then it will be revealed. We will understand that there is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna's activities. Otherwise, what is the use of studying the Bhagavad Gita, which is taught by Krishna in the battlefield? So, the battlefield is also Krishna, because Krishna is there. In this way, wherever there is Krishna, if one realizes that Krishna is present in this way, Nirvana Krishna Sambandhi, Yukta Vairagya Brahmacharya. He hasn't got to give up his family or his occupation. That is Yukta Vairagya. To accept sannyas means Vairagya. But one who is constant in Krishna consciousness, that is perfect Vairagya, perfect sannyas. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayant Janati Atu Vairagyam. Because as soon as he goes on thinking of Krishna, then naturally he has no more any interest of this material life. Vairagya automatically arrives. By taking sannyas, it is a formula, a regulative principle that one has to give up his family connection, worldly connection. But one who is Krishna conscious, he is automatically attained that stage. Attain that stage of Vairagya. Vasudeva Bhagavati Vakti Yoga Prayojite Janati Asu Vairagyam Jnanantata Ahitam. Chahasu, in order to practice Vairagya or renounce this material world, that's why Lord Buddha taught us meditation for so many years. There are many instances that they go to the forest, to the Himalayas, to meditate, in order to try to escape the contamination of this material world. But if you think of Krishna, Vasudeva, if you are engaged in his devotional service, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Vasudeva is Bhagavan, is a paying personality of ours. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajite Janati Asu Vairagyam, immediately Vairagyam. Which others cannot achieve after going so much austerity in Himalaya. You can attain that Vairagya, the professional state, simply by thinking of Krishna in the process as it is described. So, our request to everyone is that you read Bhagavad Gita in this way. You try to understand Krishna. It does not matter where you are. Take that. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, you will be purified. And there will be Vairagya. Vairagya means unless you become detached from the attraction of this material world, we have to continue repetition of birth and death in different forms. But when you are fully apart from this material self-gratification, that I do not want any more of this material sense gratification, but I want Krishna. Then you are immediately purified. immediate. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahantabhyadikarini bhakti yogena jasebara. Simply engaged in the service of transcendental loving service of Krishna. By thinking in this process, you become liberated. So Krishna is giving you further reference how you can think of Krishna. Just like here it is said, Kunna Vanda Prithidhyanta. Just like the rose flower is a sort of special flavor. And as soon as you smell that flavor, you should understand this exquisite, nice flavor is Krishna. Kunna Vanda Prithidhyanta, there are many other flowers. So, these flavors, they are Krishna. We have to think like that. Punnananna prasidhyanta tejasasi vibhavato. Anything dazzling, that you get a diamond, dazzling. And immediately you should remember, this dazzling is Krishna. Pravasmesu. Tejasasi vibhavato. Jivanam sarvabhutesu. Anything living, beginning from the elephant to the hand. So long one is living, you should know that there is Krishna hiding. Yes, Krishna says, Ishara Sarvabhutana, Vidyesha Arjuna Tishthiti. So Krishna is within the heart of the hand. Krishna is within the heart of an elephant. Krishna is within the heart of a man, within a dog, within any living entity. It doesn't matter. But that does not mean God is Krishna. That is mistake. Krishna, by his inconceivable potency, he can live within the heart of a dog. But if you misconclude that God is Krishna, then you are having mistake. Krishna can live anywhere. Krishna can create his Vaikuntha anywhere. Just like, take for example, the governor, wherever he goes, immediately there is governance. There is place, the governor's place, governor's territory, governor's military, commander, everyone is present there. It doesn't matter whether the governor goes to the jungle or in a very nice city or anywhere. Similarly, wherever Krishna is, immediately Krishna's own atmosphere at Vaikuntha is there. Krishna says that Naham Tishthami Vaikuntha. It is not that I am stationed or I am stranded in Vaikuntha. I can live anywhere. Satra Tishthami Nanaka, Satra Gayanti Madhavata. If there is a devotee, and if he is chanting the Krishna's name, Krishna's glory, Krishna is there. So you can, by your devotional power, you can see Krishna everywhere. And Krishna says, that is all for the nature of Krishna. Krishna is not there. Krishna is sitting here only. But Krishna is everywhere. That's why electricity is everywhere. Simply one has to know how to capture that electricity. Similarly, Krishna says that I am here. You have to capture Krishna. Jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapasyasmi tapasyasi. Jivanam sarvabhutana buddhi patha sanatanam. Jivanam. You can understand Jivanam. Jivanam is a seed. That's why it says the seed of a banyan tree. You have seen the fruits of banyan tree. Very small seed. But that seed contains another banyan. If it is given chance to practice, that seed will develop into very big banyan tree. And from that banyan tree, he will have many, many millions of, seeds. And in each seed there are many, many millions of seeds. The Krishna seed is like that. Krishna is the original seed. And from that seed, so many things have developed. Bijang maang sarva bhutana. Bijang maang sarva bhutana. Vidhi Pata Sadhatanam. And that Vidha is Sanatan Itana. It is not annihilated. Just like we are. Krishna Satan Pasa. We are living entities. Krishna is the original being. We are part and parcel of the being. Therefore, Krishna is the original being. Vidhan Sarva Bhutana. Sanatana, Itana. Krishna is eternal, we are also eternal. Buddhi, Buddhi, Matana, Masmi, Tejas, Tejas, Namaham. The intelligence, you find, very intelligent man, very good scientist, very good watchman. That's when I will see extraordinary intelligence. Every intelligence is Krishna. Especially when you find somebody is extraordinarily intelligent, you should know. This intelligence is Krishna. So what is the difficulty of understanding Krishna? Krishna is there in the 15th chapter. Sarvasya aham nirvisanga matta sriti jnanam apohanam. One man is very intelligent and one man is very dull. So this dullness is also Krishna. Krishna says in another sense. Why a man becomes dull and why a man becomes intelligent? It is Krishna's manipulation. He says, matta smriti jnanam apohanan. So, Krishna can be seen, Krishna can be understood in this way. Balam balavatam, balam balavatam saham, kamarāga vivajitam. Strength, kamarāga vivajitam. Strength should be used. That's why Arjuna. Arjuna was very strong. A strong fighter. That strength is Krishna. Why it is Krishna? Because Krishna, Arjuna had no idea of sense gratification. In the beginning, he was trying to satisfy his senses. My dear Krishna, they are my brother. There is my grandfather. I shall not fight. That is sense gratification. But as soon as he fought under the direction of Krishna, as Krishna said, then what is your now conclusion? I have said everything to you. And Arjuna said, agree, yes, could it say what a long time. Now I shall fight. My illusion is now over. This is kamarāga vivarjita. There is no question of sense gratification. If you have some strength, if you don't use it for your sense gratification, but if you use for Krishna's service, then you can realize it. Kamarāga vivarjita. Dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharadarsha. Dharma viruddha. That's like sex intercourse is lusty. But when you beget a child, even you are lusty, you should beget a child according to the shastra. Dharma viruddha. You cannot enjoy your wife for sense gratification. If you can enjoy, or you can use your wife only for begetting children. In our society, this restriction is there. We don't allow illicit sex life. Simply, one can have a marital life sex, and that is also for begetting children. Not for any other purpose. So Krishna says here that dharma avuriddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatattva. That kind of lusty transaction between husband and wife. Krishna says. So, it is not that Krishna conscious people are forbidden from sex life, but their sex life is for serving Krishna, to produce Krishna conscious children, not cats and dogs. That is Krishna. That sexual intercourse is Krishna. Here Krishna says. So we have to follow in this way, in every step of our life, how we can realize Krishna, then our life becomes sublime. Thank you very much.